Plagueis Insidious spent the day before the Senate vote in the Limerge building, communicating with Maul and Gunray and seeing to other matters. Early reports from Naboo indicated that Amidala was more daring than either of them had anticipated. She had engineered a reconciliation between the Naboo and the Gungans, and had persuaded the latter to assemble an army in the swamps. Initially, Sidious had forbidden Maul and the Nymoidians to take action. The last thing the Sith needed was to have Amidala emerge as the hero of their manufactured drama. But when the Gungan army had commenced a march on the city of Theed, he had no choice but to order Gunray to repel the attack and slaughter everyone. Plagueis neither offered advice nor contradicted the commands, even though he knew that the battle was lost and that the boy would not die. Instead, he arranged for a conference comm with the leaders of the Commerce Guild, the Techno Union, the Corporate Alliance, and others, telling them that despite the legality of the blockade, the Trade Federation had brought doom upon itself. "Pay heed to the way the Republic and the Jedi Order deal with them," Higo Damask told his hollow audience. "The Federation will be dismantled, and the precedent will be set. Unless you take steps to begin a slow, carefully planned withdrawal from the Senate, taking your home and client systems with you, you too risk becoming the property of the Republic." As daylight was fading over the works, Sate Pestage informed them that Senators Team and Antilles were crippled, and that some of Coruscant's political oddsmakers were now giving Palpatine the edge in the election. That left only one piece of business to finalize: attend the opera.